We welcome to the Gospel Spotlight, Stephen Dalton. Stephen, how are you?
I'm doing good, sir. Doing well.
Okay. Stephen Dalton and the Leviticus Singers of Charlotte.
Yes, sir.
The Queen City.
You got it.
I know it very well.
Okay, great.
I did radio in Charlotte years ago.
Okay, what station?
It was called WGIV. I don't know whether you remember that station.
Man, it's still here. One of my church members own it now.
Oh, is that right? Oh, wow.
Absolutely, man. I mean, I'm a Charlatan, so.
Oh, man.
GIV, man, has been a part of my roots for a long time.
Okay, so I know about the QC, Bailey Ford Road, and.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man, I got a homeboy on the line.
Johnson C. Smith.
Absolutely, yeah. Oh, yeah.
South Mac and all of that, right?
Okay.
Yeah, high school stuff. Yeah, okay.
Wow, okay, great. I love it, yeah.
Man, Stephen, it's going to be fun.
I love it, man.
Tell us about I Win. That's a beautiful song.
Oh, man, thank you, man. To God be the glory. Man, I Win is simply what I would consider being, it's a song for the everyday person, not just for the church person. At the end of the day, for those of us that do have a relationship, I just want us to understand that it is in Him that we live and we move and we have our being. And, of course, life and death is in the power of the tongue. So, you know, what you say, has a lot of power. So, we already know that we have the victory in the end. So we just have to, just endure till wicked man do it for night, joy comes in the morning. And so for those that don't know Him, my message, man, is just to simply let people know that, although you're having success and on your job and, you're living the American dream, as folk would actually call it, just be mindful that it's something or someone greater than you that is providing all these successes that you actually have. And that person, of course, to me, is my Father, my Lord, my Savior, Jesus Christ. So that's what it is.
Who do you have on that beautiful song? Who's singing that?
Oh, man. Of course, it features, the Leviticus Singers of Charlotte. And then I have some great friends on there, man. June Thompson, of course, which is, very renowned lead singer for Donna Lawrence and Tri-City Singers. Then I also have one of my newfound brothers, Uncle Reese. He's a Stella Award, multi-nominee artist, man. And, the Lord allowed me just to connect with some great people, man.
The new project's going to be out in July, I believe.
Yes, sir. That's correct. It's slated for July.
And what is the name of it?
As One, Release the Sound.
As One, Release the Sound. What do you mean by that?
It's real simple. I'm a praise and worship leader as a part of my calling to music ministry. And just understanding in Bible and Scripture, in many opportunities or many mentions in Scripture, before every great battle, before every major opportunity, a sound went forth in Acts, a sound went forth in Chronicles, a sound went forth in Psalms. So that's just simply what it is. As One released the sound, I just want people to know that at the end of the day, the collection of songs that the Lord has actually given us, that the enemy wants to close our mouths. But it's up to us to release that sound of victory that will pierce the atmosphere, that will cause God to respond, because he's waiting for a sound. And when he hears a sound that he's accustomed to, not anything that he's not accustomed to or that's foreign to him, he will respond. So that's what it means.
As a Christian and as a child of God, how important, Stephen, is it to win?
Oh, man. Winning is a part of our DNA. We know that on the third day, he rose, he lived, he was buried, and then he rose on the third day, and he went to hell and took back the keys of death. So he actually gave us the pattern of what it means to actually be a winner. Now, does that mean that we won't have some defeats? Sure. We'll have some challenges. Bible says man is born of a woman, and of a few days is full of trouble. So we will be challenged, but at the end of the day, as a man thinketh, so is he. So it's up to us to, figure out how we want to respond to every challenge. So winning is a part of our DNA.
As One, Release the Sound, who are you trying to reach?
I'm trying to reach everybody, not just those of us that are part of the light, but most importantly, the ones that don't know him, or the ones that may have known him, or they may have strayed away, or the ones, you know, that may, you know, they're in and they're out and they're really not sure, you know, who they want to serve or, you know, how they want to live their life. So we're trying to target everybody.
What are some other songs that you like on the project that we can expect to look out for?
Sure. So Free. It's another song. Freedom Is Here is another song. How Great Is Our God. It's another song. That's Love. Another song. You Are Good. Oh, man, the list goes on and on.
Okay. Now, are these songs up-tempo or sort of slow like I Win?
No, actually, they're a mixture. They're a mixture of up-tempo songs. And then, of course, there are some slow songs. There are some songs that are declarations. There are some songs, you know, that are man to God songs, and some songs that, you know, that are call and response songs. So it's a mixture of songs.
How important is praise and worship to the church?
Oh, man. Well, praise and worship, you know, not only to the church, but just to our personal lives, is our lifeline, you know, to really having a full and successful Christian life. We have to understand, you know, how important it is, you know, to hallow his name. The Lord's Prayer, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. So the first thing we actually do before we ask him anything, we actually begin to speak well of him. So, you know, praise and worship is just so highly important, of course. And then the worship aspect, you know, just simply comes in understanding that, you know, the relationship that we have really cultivates a true relationship of worship. Because without a real relationship, it's just lip service. You're saying you love and you're not showing any action. That's lip service. So praise and worship, it's our lifeline.
Have you won several awards?
The Lord has favored us.
Okay.
I'll say it like that. Okay. He's favored us, you know, to win a few awards over the last year. And we received multiple nominations over the last year as well. I mean, you know, it's just been mind-blowing what God is doing to me. It just lets, you know, me know, no matter what level you're on, it doesn't mean, you know, because your name is in every household right now, you don't have to do everything that's subpar. He calls us to excellence. So with that mindset and the heart that we have in ministry, with my entire ministry, the Lord has allowed us to win Best Video Gospel Image Awards last fall, 2015. And then about 2 months ago, we picked up another Best Video Award, too, for our video, for the actual song, I Win, which is life-changing, man. I mean, if you haven't seen it, I want to encourage everybody, go to YouTube and just type in Leviticus Singers, I Win, and you'll see that video. And it's all based on a true story. It's truly life-changing.
So you must have enjoyed doing that video.
Oh, it was wonderful. I mean, you know, to really, you know, work with a real director. I'm not talking about shooting videos with your phone and nothing like that. But to work with a real director, man, doing a two-day shoot, which really was about 17 hours, multiple locations. And then, you know, ultimately, you know, everybody feeling comfortable to tell their story. Oftentimes, you know, people don't like to tell their story when in many cases, a lot of people won't even receive or be able to accept the God that we say that we serve without knowing that we can be challenged and still have the victory at the same time, even before the victory actually happens. So it's okay to tell your story. So we enjoyed it, man. We enjoyed it. We embraced it, and you know, we enjoyed the 17-hour shooting that for 2 days.
So was it done around Charlotte?
Yes, it was actually done around Charlotte in multiple locations and a studio as well. To give us that real crisp, clean, professional look. It was wonderful. It was our first video, first time doing it. The Lord gave me to write the treatment. You know, I never wrote a treatment before. I just began to write the story, figured out what that was, and then everybody, you know, we started telling our own personal stories. So it was great.
One thing I noticed about Charlotte, got some great recording studios.
Oh, absolutely.
Great recording studios.
Yeah, yeah. You know, Donald Lawrence spent a lot of time here. Kirk Franklin spent a lot of time here. Reflections.
Hey.
I mean, you know, Reflections was, you know, just definitely, I mean, just top dog in regards to, you know, mixing And like I said, Donald Lawrence spent a lot of time here, and Kirk Franklin spent a lot of time, you know, coming to Charlotte and, you know, and allowing their music to be mixed and mastered. So you're absolutely right.
Your single, I Win, the project's getting ready to come out as one, released the sound. What do you want people to know about Stephen Dalton?
At the end of the day, you know, I want people to know that this God that we sing about, this God that I sing about, this God that we actually promote and that we lift up, that he is real. And, you know, if we just, you know, allow ourselves to trust him, you know, you may have grown up knowing him or hearing about him, and along the way, you know, you may have, you know, kind of strayed, or, you know, some challenges caused you to get off track. But, you know, I just want to challenge people, man, just to trust him, you know, just he is real. And, you know, he's able to do anything. There's nothing too hard for him. So that's what I want people to know about Steve Dalton and Leviticus, that we hold up that message and we believe what we say and what we sing from the heart, that he is real, which makes us go extra hard for him and just tell people all over the nation that we win.
We're talking to Steve Dalton. Steve, I want people to really get to know Steve Dalton. How can they connect? Can they connect with you on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook? How can they connect, Steve?
Yes, sir. Two major places on Facebook, of course. Just look us up, Leviticus Charlotte. And on Twitter, LSOC Charlotte. We're big on YouTube as well. Just type in Leviticus Charlotte, Steve Dalton, Leviticus, I Win, Steve Dalton. Just Google Steve Dalton, and you'll find, and you'll be able to actually touch base with me in the ministry.
Steve, it has been a pleasure. Thank you for your patience, your kindness, and thank you for taking the time out and sharing with us today.
Thank you, Ms. Ellison, for actually, you know, having me and my ministry on this platform. It's really big that art, that indie artists get, you know, get exposure. So I greatly appreciate this, sir. Thank you.
It's our guest, Steve Dalton, inside of the Gospel Spotlight.